Are there any sounds? It's almost like you can hear the people talking, you know,
and
even though,
and
yes, and eating together and being so solicitous for each other.
I sat down with Sister Mary Ann Cirilla in the Meadowview third floor library, the same library we had been meeting in every other Monday for our poetry group for the past 2 months. Before interviewing Sister Mary Ann, I asked her to bring an object that reminded her of her adolescent years.
My name is Sister Mary Ann Cirilla. I am from New Jersey, and I grew up in Fairlawn, New Jersey, because you're asking about my adolescent years. So those were the years where I was growing up as a teenager. Fairlawn, New Jersey, Bergen County. What is an object that reminds you of your teen years? Well, we decided I was going to bring a picture. All right? And this picture is when I was a teenager.
Is that you right there?
Right there.
Sister Mary Ann showed me her photograph. The over 60-year-old photo is still in pristine condition, sitting in a brown wooden frame. 26 people are pictured, including 2 young children. They are all posed perfectly in 2 rows, the front row in chairs with their ankles crossed just so, in the back row, standing up straight and organized.
So this probably was in 61. And it was just 1 year before I entered the convent. This event was the 60th anniversary of my grandparents, and everyone was invited. And when I was looking, what it said, what color was it? Black and white. Black and white. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Sister Mary Ann then went on to point out each and every member of the photo. As she did so, she exuded so much love and adoration, and her smile nearly broke through her mask.
This is my extended family. My mother, my father, and my sister. My sister's husband, Kenneth. My cousins, Mary Grace, Nicholas, Linda, Donald. My grandparents, Dominica and Domenico Cirillo. And their children, my father, Richard. My uncle, Nicholas, my aunt Josephine, my aunt Moni, my aunt Josie's husband Nicholas, and my aunt Moni's husband Albert, and my uncle Nick's wife Goldie Cirillo, and their son Donald.
Big family.
Big family. So there, it's an extended family, and these are my sister's 2 children out of 5 children,
wow.
Kathleen and Ricky. Kathleen is now in her 60s, and Ricky died when he was 22. And then she went on to have 3 more children, Michael, Brian, and Douglas. And Michael and Brian also died, so she has lost 3 sons. And she's still living as the oldest girl. And then their youngest son is still living. And this is a family friend who was a priest, Father Trapazzo. He has died also. And I was dating this fella, George. I was dating him. And then he knew that at some point I would say I have a religious vocation. And he was very generous in saying, you know, if it were another guy, I could fight, but I can't fight God. So
that's a great line.
Yeah, it really is. And I've used it in vocation talks. Yeah, it's just a great picture. The family was always there. And they're still there.
Yes.
Many of the people in this picture have gone on to heaven. But those who are still here are very much still here. When I look at these people, I pray for them, whether they're here on earth or in heaven. I pray for them.
I then asked Sister Marianne what memories this photo brought.
Well, having a picture always brings back a lot of memories. Are there any particular moments that come to mind when you think of this object? Many. Yes, the family gathered together. You know, I think of my parents and how wonderful they were. My aunts and uncles and just everyone smiling in this picture. Yeah, so many feelings. I think the greatest feeling would be one of gratitude, particularly toward my parents and my sister, my grandparents. Yeah, gratitude for the life that we had and we still have. It amazes me that we were all there. It's almost like you can hear the people talking, you know,
and
even
laughing
though.
And yes.
And eating together and being so solicitous for each other. That's what always amazes me, that people always went out of their way to minister to someone else, always thinking of someone else. And that's probably where I learned it, from my parents, to be kind. Like that sister who just came and mm-hmm. asked, she is blind, so she can't see it. Well, I would never say to her, well, I'm busy now, I can't do that. You take the time to do it. So I think I learned that from my parents. Are there any scents? Yes, I think the scents of like, probably Old Spice aftershave lotion, or the fragrance of the women's perfume. You know, I mean, you can almost think of that, you know. My mother was an excellent cook, as my grandparents and aunts were. And my father was a good cook, too. And my mother used to say, Marianne, why don't you come in here and learn how to do this? Because my sister was always there learning how to do it. And I said, I don't have to, because when I grow up, I'm going to have a maid. So when I went, you know, to the convent, you know, I practiced a lot on the sisters of things that I saw my mother making. And I like to cook. Yes, and not only was food important, but the table around which we sat, not just the food, but the conversation about life, you know, and people took turns listening to each other, which was just a wonderful thing.
That is lovely.
Yes, yes.
That concluded my interview with Sister Marianne. Through my interview, I learned that Sister Marianne is one of the most caring women I had ever met. She radiated warmth and kindness, and I am honored to have gotten to spend this time getting to know her and learn from her life of service. Sister Marianne had one more message to send the world before we go.
We need sisters, so tell your friends we need sisters. Tell you we need sisters. Right.
Yeah.
You can be anything you want. Isn't it true? You can be anything you want.
Yeah.
And God blesses you along the way. Don't we know that?
Yes.
Very much so.